Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome in at 7:03, 53 degrees on an overcast morning. Rain is coming today and our temperature will hold steady right here at 53 degrees. We're hearing more about monkeypox. Dr. Jim Nora at Bryan Health saying on Monday that monkeypox is not likely to become a pandemic.
Most authorities would say it is unlikely that this particular epidemic will turn into the next COVID-19. This particular virus is not as easily transmissible and is much more controllable from a public health standpoint.
Dr. Nora is saying that some people diagnosed with monkeypox could end up in a hospital, but it's more likely their family doctor would advise them to remain isolated at home until an associated rash disappears. Six people shot last weekend, two of them killed. As people talking about their safety, Police Chief Teresa Ewens pointing out Monday those shootings and the murder last Thursday are not random acts of violence.
There was a relationship prior to the violence that occurred. When I say relationship, that means they had interacted prior to violence occurring.
No arrests have been made in the weekend shootings. Three people have been arrested for the Thursday homicide. KFOR News Time is 7:04. Lincoln's oldest shopping mall has been sold for $51 million. Gateway Mall now belongs to NE Gateway Mall Propco LLC, a branch of an investment firm, Strategic Value Partners. Solar panels are a legitimate way to save on utility bills, but some very illegitimate sales tactics are being used by door-to-door sales associates not associated with Lincoln Electric System. LAS spokesman Mark Skolnick telling KFOR News there are companies out there that inflate the benefits of solar panels.
We have developed a solar trade ally network that lists the companies that not only have gone through an orientation, but have signed an acknowledgement that will represent factual information about LES rates, incentives, and other utility-related information.
You can find out more by going to KFORnow.com. You'll see links to LES information. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Lincoln Police and State Patrol amp up their efforts to reduce traffic problems and promote safe driving. During the long Memorial Day weekend, the emphasis will be on O Street, between 17th and 84th Streets. Lincoln's first forecast, a rainy day today, up to an inch of rain possible with a temperature steady at 53 degrees. That's where we are right now at 7:06. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.